Earlier this week, officials with the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission announced that come March 16th, the commission will be out of money. That means the commission, which has run politically afoul of the Republican-dominated legislature, must turn to those same lawmakers to get the money they need to continue to work. Ray Bladeen, the commission's executive director, says most of the unanticipated expenses have come from lawsuits the commission has become involved in. That didn't sit well with Senator Don Shooter, the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I think there's a very important point that needs to be made here, because you keep comparing the previous commission to this commission and the legal fees and everything else. I want to point out that the other commission was sued. This commission did the suing. They are the ones who went to court. They're the ones who incurred these bills voluntarily.
Mr. Chair, I disagree, Mr. Chair.
That was Tucson State Senator Paula Aboud. She ended up arguing with Shooter over why the suits were filed.
The governor sought removal. Two-thirds of the
There's no lawsuit.
It's a procedure. It's a constitutional procedure that was abrogated. But so the governor asked for removal. Two-thirds of the Senate approved it. This commission sued them.
Mr. Chair, it was upheld.
So that's a pretty significant point.
Mr. Chair, it was upheld.
Nevertheless.
Then State Senator Ron Gould got into the argument.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says the courts have any authority over what happened. The court is out of control on this issue, and it has overstepped their bounds.
Mr. Chair, that's a matter of opinion.
The proposal originally did not have a dollar amount attached to it. Commission officials are asking for more than $1 million to keep operating. Senator Gould said he wouldn't vote for a blank check, so he amended the bill to appropriate $1 to the commission. Senator David Lujan told the committee they should give the commission the money it needs.
When looking at the legal fees that they've incurred today, $475,000 for the AG's investigation, $135,000 for the governor's attempted removal of the chair, $21,000 for public records requests. Those are all, and you may disagree, but those are all actions that were initiated by somebody else against this commission. And it's been actions that they've had to defend. And if you look at other litigation that we've had in Arizona, I'm thinking of the English language learner litigation or other litigation that have had very comparable legal fees for the same amount of time. And I don't see us nitpicking or going over those types of legal fees.
Senator Rick Murphy says the commission hasn't spent its other money wisely.
It's simply inappropriate. It's a fraud upon the taxpayers. I don't think the money has been well spent. I think it's been squandered. I'm against giving them any more resources at this point. I think a dollar's too generous.
Senator Shooter looked at the commission's spending a bit more graphically.
This commission spends money worse than a drunken sailor, because a drunken sailor at least stops when they run out of money. So, you know, as you can see, I'm not real happy with this whole thing. As a matter of fact, as far as they're making a map, Stevie Wonder could throw a bowl of spaghetti on a map and do a better job than these guys.
And like most of the other Republicans on the Senate Appropriations Committee, Shooter took time to decry the entire redistricting process.
The IRC is one of those ideas like communism. It sounds great on paper until you try it.
The Appropriations Committee passed the bill with the $1 appropriation. The proposal still needs approval by the full House and Senate. If it does not pass, or the dollar amount is not increased, commission attorneys have already begun preparing a lawsuit to sue the legislature to get their money. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.